I'm going to lead off with something which I hope will help us put it all in perspective a little bit. A fellow by the name of Kriegel discusses the danger of reinforcing your internal culture, of repeating it over and over again, and he calls it cultural myopia. He wrote a book called If It Ain't Broke, Break It. His name was Robert Kriegel, and he says it's time for our industry, any industry, to get out of its shell because change is rapidly occurring. When you go on a cruise, nothing's impossible. No one ever tells you you can't do something. All day long, you do what you want to do, and it's a positive environment of hospitality and yes. And what we can learn is that the cruisers have been dealing with and caring for the 50-plus and the baby boomers for years. They've always known our advanced, they've been the advanced leaders of knowing about our industry. They know what the older and aging population wants to do. Now that they have time and the choices are theirs, they're the people that know our market better than we. So this is what happens when we can get out of our culture and we can see how other people who are successful in understanding that it's the marketplace and that it's not our culture and it's not our means that we're used to that we should be propagating into the future, that we constantly have to be nimble, we constantly have to respond to this marketplace, and that should drive us. And if all of us here think that we're in the CCRC or the skilled care nursing facility business, we're destined to fail because we're in the aging adult business. And the aging adult business is something that we have to keep our minds on, and we have to find out what it's like because we're all aging adults. Three words spread across the screen on televisions across the nation, and suddenly it just about put a giant on its knees. This giant ignored customer response that was said to them over and over and over again, but they had deaf ears because they had a culture and they weren't going to change it. And those three words allowed a competitor to come in and take a giant to its knees. Can you think of what those three words were? No late fees. No late fees just about put Blockbuster out of business. So just think about that. And was it that Blockbusters didn't know that the customers were dissatisfied with the no late fees paradigm? They knew, but they didn't pay attention, and it was so simple. So what we're asking today is for us to get out of our shell, and this is a visioning session, for us to just think about what we've heard from our customers, what we've heard, what we've read in magazines, what we've heard the last two, yesterday with the three speakers. We've heard the single cry from three different people about what we should be paying attention to, and that should shape our future.